Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
It is 30 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we are getting into our Spirit of Prophecy segment now, where we'll be speaking Steps to Christ, God's Love for Man, the first chapter of a very short, very small, and very powerful book, Steps to Christ by Ellen White. And joining us on the line to give us a quick review of this chapter and the lessons we can get out of it is Elder Hope Sangoma. Elder, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, Bonnie, and good morning to all the listeners of Adventist World Radio.
Good morning.
SID.
All right, good morning. Thank you so much, Elder. Thanks for joining us this morning. I look forward to this one. I was just saying to the listeners that if you have not read anything by Ellen White, this is a good book to start. Steps to Christ is a very short and easy, beautiful, powerful book that will definitely be a blessing. Before we get into this chapter, would you just open for us in prayer, please, and then we can get into the review.
Yes, I will do that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, what a blessing it is to come into your presence. And dear Father, we just want to ask that you may be with us as we discuss about your love for us through the book Steps to Christ. I pray that each and everyone who will be listening may have a deeper experience with Jesus Christ. For this I pray in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Let's get straight into it. Would you please just give us a review of what is covered in this chapter, God's Love for Man?
Wow. Okay. Steps to Christ. This is a very, very powerful book, I must say. I've read it a couple of times, mm-hmm. a number of times, actually.
Yeah.
And I must be honest with you, every time I go through it, it is a new experience. It's a different experience. And the name itself, Steps to Christ, it takes up that theme from the fact that after sin, men basically walked away from Christ.
Right.
Men walked away from Christ because of sin. So this book, what it basically does now is to retrace our steps back to Christ. And guess what? What is the best place to start with? The best place to start with is to have a brief understanding of God's love for men, which is basically the first chapter of the book.
Right.
God's love for men. And interestingly, you will notice that after sin, the devil actually thought that man was going to be estranged from God for good, forever.
Mm-hmm.
But surprise, surprise, God's love was never reduced, was never diminished by that. And in the very first lines of this book, Steps to Christ, the writer, who is Ellen White, she describes a very interesting aspect of God's love. She actually says that the entire creation of God speaks of the love of God. And literally, the handwriting of the love of God is all over the created world. Wherever you turn, your eyes to, despite the evidence of sin that marred God's creation, you will still notice that there are numberless tokens of the love of God in the created world. And so some of the things that you will find that she delves into is that the plants that we see around, be it the grass, the blade of the grass. Actually, I'm actually sitting in my garden right now. The blade of the grass, the flowers, the fruits that you see hanging from the trees. All those, they are delicately designed by God so that men can understand the love of God. Yeah. So everything is intertwined in nature to communicate the love of God for men. And not only that, Not only that, we will also notice, you will also notice that as we struggle with sin, but when here on this earth, but when we lift our eyes and have a gaze at nature, mm-hmm. we are reminded of the boundless love of God for men. Yeah. So what you also notice in this very first picture, very first chapter of Steps to Christ, God's love for men, is the fact that when sin came, then all of a sudden there were thorns, there were thistles, the climate, it changed. It was no longer ideal, and the devil kind of say, he had a mini celebration on that. Say, now I've got pistols there. This is going to diminish the love of God. But what did God do? The writer of this book says that even on those thorns, even on those thistles, God placed his roses there. Hey. He placed his roses there so that men, despite the thorns of life, despite the thistles of life, men can always be reminded of the boundless love of God. Mm. And when... And the other thing that you also see that is also communicated by nature is the fragrance of the flowers in the atmosphere, and the songs of the birds in the atmosphere as they fly around. When they will be singing, they'll be singing the songs of love, of the love of God for men. So as we go into this chapter, the first lesson book of love that the writer delves into is the book of nature. Mm-hmm. The book of nature communicates the love of God to us. Yeah, and then the second book that she delves into in this chapter. It is the Word of God itself, the Bible.
Right.
Yeah. So in the Word of God, when you read it, according to the Word of God, as you read it right from the first chapter of the Word of God, and you go right through it, up until you get to the Book of Revelation, you would find that it is a deep love story. Mm. It is a very deep love story, and you don't need to put a lot of effort to do a lot of analysis of the Bible to realize that God loves men. Mm. Yeah, this is one thing that the writer emphasizes on. She actually picks a number of verses that are quite powerful. She says that if you look at passages like Micah 7 verse 18, it tells us of God's love, and there God himself says that he delights in mercy. He delights in mercy. He delights in loving us. He delights in doing the good things for us. And in Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7, he also says that he is slow to anger and is of great kindness. So as you move on to the New Testament, you would find that there are other passages that also speak about the love of God that go right directly to the point and declare that God is love. That is 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 16. So the whole Bible is a testimony of the love of God for men. So the first book is the book of nature, and then the second book is the Word of God itself. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So as you peruse the first chapter of this book, Steps to Christ, you would notice that there are unnumbered tokens of love, both in heaven and on earth. And all these resources, they have been provided to us so that we may understand the love of God. Understanding the love of God for men is the very first step that we need to take as we go back to Christ. Yeah, right. And I wanted to share with you the other aspects here that are also quite interesting.
Okay.
That are also interesting in this book. As you read this first chapter, you will notice that there is this kind of a fight. There is a controversy that is happening in the background. Right, mm-hmm. As God is letting out His books of love for men, is letting them out they are numberless. I mean, those tokens, they are numberless.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another force that is coming from the other side to fight that.
Mm.
Yeah. So there are two forces that are playing out here. One force is putting out its love for men, and then the other one is trying to diminish that. So there's that struggle that is happening in the first chapter. And guess what? The other part there is actually the devil and his angels.
Mm.
They are trying to diminish the love of God for men. But let me just share with you, Bonnie, that fight is not going any far. It is not going the distance.
Yeah.
It is actually the evidence of the love of God for men is actually overwhelming.
Mm. Beautiful.
For the fight to be worth his name. The evidence of the love of God is so overwhelming to such an extent that you can't help it but just to see it in everywhere where you turn your eyes to. As long as you can turn your eyes to anything that has been created by God, you will see indeed the love of God for men.
Amen.
So those are the Amen. Yes. So those are the first couple of books that you see, and the first ideas that you see is we understand the love of God for the love of God for men, and then the last one. Mm-hmm. The last book. And in this one, we are going to deal with it in the next segment.
Okay.
In the next segment, we're going to go a bit deeper into it. The last segment, which is going to be the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this, Bongi. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did when I was reading this.
Okay.
The Book of Nature and the Bible itself, they tell us about the love of God for men.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They are not enough. They're actually imperfect.
Okay.
To reveal the entirety of the love of God for men. And for us to fully understand the love of God in its entirety, we need to look into the face of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And this one makes me like kind of jump out of my chair.
Yes.
Because after thinking that I have been saturated by seeing the love of God,
yes,
all around nature, all through the Bible, and then God just says, hold on, that is not all.
Mm.
That is not all. I have got something else. I have got something else that will give you the exact picture, the exact portrayal of how much love I have for you.
Mm.
And what did God do? God gave us His Son, His only begotten Son, the only one who has been in the bosom of the Father. So the writer of this beautiful book, Steps to Christ, she makes it quite clear that The love of God is expressly given in the face and in the face of Jesus Christ, in the life of Jesus Christ, in his work for us. God's love is expressly revealed in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah. So that is the last. That describes the love of God for Jesus. For men. And we are going to dig deeper when we come back into the next. For the next segment, we're going to go deeper into what exactly does it mean.
Mm.
What exactly does it mean to say that Jesus reveals the love of God for men? Yeah. So yes. So yeah. So for today, I think we'll pause right here,
right.
And then. Yeah, and then we'll continue in the next segment. I don't know if you've got any other questions that you want to pose, or
I think maybe just as we're wrapping up. Okay,
yes.
We've got a little bit of an echo there,
so I hope you'll be able to hear me clearly.
Yes.
And it's a bit distracting. Okay, let me try and focus. Okay, so there we go. It's perfect now. So what is the reason that we need to even understand the love of God for us? First of all, the first point I wanted to make was that I love that everything that you said about God's love for us has nothing to do with us. It's not because you never once said because we deserve it, because we are wonderful people. Everything that you've said about nature and about the word of God and about Jesus, his son, all tells us that God is love. It does not say that we are lovable, but that God himself is love.
Yes.
So I love that because we know. So even if I'm at my worst, I must still believe that God still loves me simply because he is love, and the evidence of his love is all around me, even when I don't deserve it. And then secondly, why do we need to even know that God loves us? Why is this important for a Christian or a human being created by God to know that God loves me? Why do we need to know that?
This is quite interesting, Bong. You know, I like your question very much because you know what happened after sin. After sin, the devil actually thought that he had placed us into a position where it was now impossible for us to be loved by God.
Right.
Yeah. He made the situation to look as if it is beyond redemption. We are lost for good. We are lost for good. But God had a surprise. A surprise. In this surprise, was saying that no, actually, my character is I love the unlovable.
Mm.
So the good news, the good news for you and I is actually in that very same question that you posed, to say that God actually loves the unlovable. So to someone who is hopeless, to someone who is in a hopeless situation, who thinks that now he has gone for good, like the prodigal son.
Mm.
That he's now beyond the reach of the grace of God, of the love of God. The good news for someone who is as hopeless as that is that God actually loves the unlovable.
Amen.
The moment you feel that you are unlovable, you are the target of the love of God.
Hey,
that is the good news.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. I look forward to connecting again with you, my elder. Sorry, did I interrupt you there?
No, that's fine. You can go ahead.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you if you can close for us in prayer, and then we'll be connecting again on Thursday.
All right. Okay. No, that's fine, Bongi. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that you've given us to delve into this important matter about your love for us. We thank you for this Holy Spirit who has been guiding us. Now, we also want to place all our listeners of Adventist World Radio in the SID region into your hands. Bless them abundantly until we meet again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. What a beautiful way to begin. I look forward to connecting with you again on Thursday, my elder. God bless you. Have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.